This is a Flames post-game replay.
And a hard shot stop, rebound. What a save by Markstrom.
On Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Following a 5-2 Flames win over the Chicago Blackhawks, make it four consecutive and points in seven in a row for the Flames. And we go immediately to the Calgary Flames locker room and check in with Flames defenseman Rasmus Anderson, your number one star this evening. Rass, a tight one out there tonight, but your group pulled it out again. How did you like this one?
Yeah, obviously it was a tight game. It was a tough game to play, you know, being gone for so long that we've been. And, you know, I thought we really stuck with it tonight. And, yeah, we got rewarded at the end there, and then we just stuck with it again.
How were the legs knowing this was game number 9? And now that you've won the game, maybe you can talk about it, but it's game number 9 in 15 days. How were the legs tonight?
You know, legs were fine, but it was one of those mental, you just had to grind through it. You know, we got home late the other night, and, you know, yesterday was kind of a recovery day, and then right back at it today. So it was more mentally, you know, you just had to stick with it, and I thought we did a good job with that.
Tell me about the comfort level of your group playing in a tight game in the third period tonight.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of tight games in the third. I think Boston was 1-0 going into
yep.
the third. So yeah, we've been good in the third period. We've been good at sticking with it. You know, stick to the systems, and you know, the system works. So yeah, another big win tonight.
How did you see the game winner? You got the primary assist on Matthews' game-winning goal. How did you see it?
Yeah, I think Hanny kind of rimmed it in. You know, I think Chucky jumped over it. Lindy just touched past it kind of me, and I saw Chucky kind of all by himself at the goal line, and I think Johnny was in the slot, and I thought they would have a quick 2-on-1, so I just tried to get it down to Chucky's hand, and I don't really know if it must have went on a Chicago player, I think. I didn't really see it. It was a lot of bodies in my way. But, yeah, they made a good play, and, you know, big goal.
And finally, you got the three days before you play your next one just to get a few days to maybe rest up and relax before you play the Jets on Saturday. How good will that be for the group?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good to relax, celebrate the American Thanksgiving here in the next few days. So, yeah, no, it will be good in a few days.
Rasmus, congratulations on the win. Thanks for doing this as always.
Thanks, guys.
Rasmus Anderson postgame following tonight's 5-2 win over Chicago. Let's head over to the Ed Whalen Media Lounge as head coach Daryl Sutter is addressing the media right now.
Good pass to centerman.
Yeah.
Our goalies give it to defenseman. So, you know, he probably looked up and seen he had time, and he knew he made a mistake.
Though Markstrom, for a guy who wasn't peppered, a lot of pretty important saves in that second period.
And you know, and they're a line rush, odd man rush team the way they play, so you know that's going to be there. And when you're not, you don't have your whole game together. You know, there's some of that's coming. So he still had to make. You know, there's some good saves.
Daryl, in the empty net goal Lewis scored, I think everyone in the building thought Luch was just going to smack it in. But is that almost symbolic how he wanted to leave it for Lewis to get credit for it? The symbolic of the selflessness?
Yep. I think that those, you know, that's a really good line for us. You know, they check and they score and they play the right way. And you know, they thrive on winning and what it, I mean, I think that's why they're play, you know, that experience is shining through with guys like that because they know what it takes to win. And that doesn't bother them who scores or who doesn't. It's just, it's about winning.
And that goes along with, you know, as a player, when a guy wants to make sure Lewis gets credit for it instead of Lucic, the guys all know, and that goes over big in the room.
Darn right. And it's a, you know, Lucic actually, whoever the defenseman was, I think he kind of made sure the defenseman didn't touch it, so the puck went in. So yeah. When you say, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's very, it just tells you about those guys that won championships, though, too.
And you think that's symbolic of your whole team?
I think it's still filtering through our team for sure. I think you can see tonight our experience from them older guys is really important, and that, you know, it probably allows Lindy's line to persevere in the end, too. You know, like Matthew scores the goal, and it was, you know, those were there were some plays there, and we were just trying to stick with it, and they did stick with it, where maybe in the past or other times they wouldn't. So it tells you that they're learning about it too.
Good.
Thank
you. There is head coach Daryl Sutter postgame following tonight's 5-2 win over the Chicago Blackhawks. It's Pat Steinberg, Derek Wills, Peter Labardius is around the table, and right from head coach Daryl Sutter to assistant coach Cale McLean with some immediate post-game reaction as well. A night where that's a Blackhawks team that definitely can create off the rush, but you were able to limit the damage pretty well, and not a whole lot of damage done by them 5-on-5 tonight. But what did you make of this one this evening?
Well, it was certainly a grind. You know, I thought that parts of it were not pretty, but I think the team deserves a lot of credit for sticking with it, making sure that we're playing the right way, especially as we wore into the third period. And you know, you depend on your leaders and your elder statesmen in those situations to play the right way and keep driving the team forward. And I thought that's what those guys did for us. And then a huge goal by to Chuck there to get us on the right side of things.
Kale, Daryl touched on it a little bit, and not even just tonight. I think back to some of their work in the Islander game and the Boston game. The Richardson line has really given you some quality minutes, haven't they? And they've had some tough matchups. You know, sent them out tonight quite a bit at times against the Dock group, and they'd hem them in. They made a big difference tonight, didn't they?
They did. They're exceptional at, you know, sort of sticking with their game. I think that one of their strengths is they're tenacious in terms of being on the puck. So when you play against you know, teams that can really create, if you drop back and give them time, they're going to create. I think that those guys do a good job of staying on it, keep pressuring, re-pressure, make sure you don't give up a lot of time so that then your structure can come into play. But as we saw, when you sit back on a team like that, the structure goes out the window because they can skate around it.
Since you took over last season, Daryl Sutter has really stressed the importance of conditioning. And that was certainly a takeaway for players going into the offseason. They did the work, came to training camp in great shape. How important is that when you go through a stretch of 9 games in 15 days, which with a bunch of travel mixed in as well?
Yeah, huge. Just to be able to stay focused, you know, we always think of conditioning in terms of your lungs and your capacity to get places, but it's your capacity to think clearly in those situations that really is going to show up. And I thought that came through well tonight, where, you know, there was some execution problems at different times, let's be honest, and I think that's to be expected. But do you have the mental capacity to do the right thing all the time? And I thought in the third period, we really did. I thought that we did a good job. A couple times where we bent, didn't quite break in our zone, we were certainly hemmed in, but I think conditioning is a factor there. The guys did a really good job, and I think Daryl's done a good job of making that a real priority for everyone.
Flames assistant coach Cale McLean live with us here on the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge. 5-2 Flames win over the Chicago Blackhawks here for a fourth consecutive. Jacob Markstrom gives that puck away, leads to the tying goal early in the second period, and then shuts the door. And shut the door with, you know, 5 or 6 pretty solid stops in the final 30 minutes or so of this hockey game. Just if you can, speak to the mental side of Jacob's game, where he can quickly forget a little bit of a gaffe and then still close the door in a team win.
Yeah, I think that's huge, right? That's for top performers. That's usually what separates them, is their ability to not only be good, but to be able to deal with a setback, which, you know, in fairness, we're all dealing in that situation as 5 connected, and we didn't do a good job, right? You know, not just Jacob, but our support on the other side of things. So, but the bottom line is, as you mentioned, Jacob has a bit of a setback and then settles right back into it, deals with some tough looks from really high-end players and also a lot of traffic. And so I think that's sort of a testament to the way his year is going. He's able to be really consistent, and sure, there's the odd gaffe in different spots, but he can bounce right back.
Kale, I always think when you have an opportunity to observe a player every day, as you have with this team, that you get an even better feel. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about Chris Tanev and mm-hmm. what you've seen from him and what a difference he makes for this team night in and night out.
huge, just a huge piece of our team in terms of defensively so reliable and so smart in terms of how he sees the game develop and unfold. And then I think another thing that you would hear from Ryan Huska, if you were talking about him, who works with him really, really closely as a defense coach, Chris takes everything that you sort of work with him on or talk to him about or we work on as a team, and he applies it to the game, which it's saying something. He's not set in this is the way I play and this is what I do. He adds layers to how he plays offense. He adds layers to, you know, when he can jump into the play. He adds layers to how he penalty kills. And so not only is he really good, but he seems to always want to be evolving and learning and taking, you know, he's very coachable in that sense. So huge factor for us. And as you guys see, like, he's out there in big moments and he makes big plays a lot.
There have been a handful of what could be trap games for this team, whether it be at the end of what's already been a successful road trip or coming home after a long 5-game or 7-game trip. You guys haven't fallen into those traps. Why? What's been the key?
I think that there's a level of expectation from our head coach, and which permeates through the group, that you never ever take a night off, and we're a team that needs to be able to depend on each other to play the right way all the time. And so when we get to these games that you call trap games, which I agree with, I think that there's a lot of emphasis put on that, like, hey, this is coming, this is how we're going to deal with it. And when we get to that game day, we go through the process and we're really detailed about getting ready for it. So I do think that our team's done well in that sense. And I will say, being my first year in the NHL, it feels like you're either playing an exceptionally good team or you're in a trap game, because you play every other night. Yeah, so it's always something all the time. So I think Daryl does a good job of keeping everyone on point there.
Kale, for your first year in the NHL, you're now a quarter of the way through, or essentially, you've got a few more minutes and then you'll hit the quarter mark, but 20 games into your first season, just how would you evaluate and how would you look back on the first quarter for your group? Is here we are sitting on top of the Western Conference right now.
I think a great evolution from where we were in training camp to where we are now in terms of how we play, the expectation of how we play away from the puck. Some of the elements offensively have grown here over the last, you know, month especially. But I think that the team itself has done a really good job of being a group of guys that is buying into playing a certain type of hockey. And that makes us really hard to beat every night. So it's been a pleasure to work with them thus far. And as I mentioned, the schedule comes fast and furious, and I give them credit for being ready for it every night.
Thanks as always, Kale. Appreciate this. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys.
Kale McLean, post-game, Flames assistant coach, 5-2, ends up being the final score. Here's kind of the rundown. It's a fourth consecutive win, points in 7 straight. They are on top of the Western Conference by both points and point percentage, so they are the number one team on full-on merit on top of the West. And overall in the NHL on points, they've got 29. They're tied for number one overall in the NHL in that regard, and they're sitting number 3 in points percentage in the NHL right now. Not bad if you're a Flames fan through one quarter of the season. Let's welcome George to the program. What's going on, George?
Not much, Patty. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, not bad at all. Early in the season, but if you would have told me this team would have been first in the league 20 games in, I would have never, ever believed you. So you got to give them credit for that. And I also have to tell you this, Patty. I'm impressed once again, and I'll tell you why I'm impressed this time. That was a B game they played tonight. At some points, a C game. In which last year, they would have lost a game like that 9 out of 10 times. Maybe 10 out of 10 times. But they were able to grind through it and pick up 2 points in regulation. And that's very impressive. I mean, you could say a lot of things about tonight's game. It could have been a trap game. Chicago has definitely improved since Colton got fired and they brought in Derek King. Now, you can call it a coach bump, call it what you will. That team still does have some talent on it, though. And they've been playing better as of late. I think they had won 5 of 6 prior to tonight's game. So bottom line, it was a gritty win. It was a great win. And like I said, every game they play, and again, it wasn't particularly their best game tonight, but still, the bottom line is they got 2 points. So, they're starting, like, to gain me here.
I didn't think that they were bad tonight. I really didn't. I mean, were they as good tonight?
I thought they were mediocre.
Against, I still thought that they were the better team tonight. I really did. They crushed on the possession scale. They only allowed 6 high danger chances to 12 of their own. Like I thought they were the better team. I thought they were better against Boston on Sunday than they were tonight against Chicago. But I still thought that they were the better team basically from start to finish tonight. So I didn't look at this as a particularly bad game. It wasn't like super excited or chock full with, you know, really highlight reel moments or anything like that, but they were still the team that controlled basically from start to finish.
Yeah, I thought the second period they struggled, but otherwise, I have to agree with you. The third period was a very nice bounce back, and let's be honest. I mean, the two goals were direct causes of turnovers tonight. They could have possibly had another shutout tonight had it not been for that. But look, full marks to them, Patty. I mean, full marks. And to my other topic here, I really didn't understand, nor did I agree at the time, with them bringing in Lewis and Richardson, especially knowing that we potentially had or still have two suitable bottom six players in Stockton that I thought could fill those roles. But as he's proven all year long, Daryl Sutter just works magic with pretty much everything he does right now. And, I mean, I ate my words on that one. Lewis, I didn't even have a big problem with. I was really, like, I couldn't believe it when they brought Richardson. I'm like, why are you bringing in a 35-year-old who... But you know what? I eat my words. I was wrong on it. I'm happy to admit I'm wrong. I think they're perfect fourth-line players. I think putting Lucic with them is a perfect fit. A caller prior to me was talking about chemistry, and those four have it in spades. And, I mean, I think a one thing I really like that Sutter did was form that second line, if you want to number them the second line, where with Coleman, Backlund, and Mangiapane. And I think once he did that, I think Calgary slots a lot better now. I think they slot a lot better. What do you think about that?
I mean, they have since, yeah, I think they do as well. I think they, right now, Monahan is a 3C, is probably best for the way he's playing right now. And just going to take a look at the even strength minutes tonight. So Monahan played 11:55 and Richardson played 12:12. So, I mean, it was actually more like a 4C for Monahan tonight. So, yeah, being in the bottom six, I think, is and being the 3 or 4 center is probably best for where Monahan is right now. So, yeah, I do think that they are slotting the way that you'd want them to slot at this very moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Final question, I'll let you go, Patty. It's a simple one, and I know you're a jersey head like me. What do you think of the Team Canada jerseys for the Olympics?
I like the white one, except that I don't like the black pants. I don't like black doesn't go with the, I don't like that. I like the white and red jersey, but I don't like the black pants and the gloves. The black jersey, the black on black's actually kind of slick. I don't mind that one. But the red with the black is just like, what is this? Like, there's no white on this jersey at all. Like, the two colors are red and white on the flag, and this is red and black. That doesn't make any sense. So I think my favorite jersey is the white jersey. The favorite look is the all-black look. So I like the all-black look with the black-on-black logo and then the black pants. I think that's my favorite all-around look. And then the favorite just straight-up jersey is the white and red one. But, I was kind of...
I'm with you, exactly.
You can't use the Hockey Canada crest anymore, so you gotta go a little bit different, I guess. So they were just okay for
yeah.
me.
I agree. I love the 2010 look. That was my personal favorite. All right, my man. Have a good night.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Final score, 5-2. Flames over the Chicago Blackhawks here at the Scotiabank Saddledome tonight. Matthew Tkachuk with the game-winning goal with 5:35 remaining in period number 3. And how about Milan Lucic's night? He finishes with a goal. It ends up being the go-ahead goal in the first period. Lucic was named the number 3 star. Tkachuk was named the number 2 star. Let's head back to the Ed Whalen Media Lounge right now. Post-game following a 5-2 win. Let's check in with both Milan Lucic and Matthew Tkachuk right now.
Fascinated with the empty net goal. Was your intention to knock it in the empty net, or all along are you just hoping you can make sure that it's Trevor's goal?
I was kind of a bit of a curler on that one, a sweeper or whatever, just to make sure it was going in. Yeah, and you knew one of their guys was coming back, but yeah, it's just what I saw it was going in, just wanted to make sure it was going in, and I just wanted to make sure it went in for him. He told me that I should have put it in, but, you know, it was going in for him. So, yeah, it was a big goal. Obviously, those 5-on-6 situations, not letting the Hawks set up in our zone and kind of breaking him down and getting that empty netter was big for us tonight.
Matthew, can you talk a little bit about the role that line played tonight?
Yeah, they were great. Big goal for us in the first when it was 1-1 and they were having some momentum from their tying goal. And they got it pretty shortly after. I feel like it was pretty short after, but got us momentum back right away when we needed it. And then just throughout the night played very solid for us and, yeah, put it away for us, which is I think people don't realize how big those goals are. And when we have a chance to put a team away when their goalies put it in, and they did. So I know past couple of years it seems like we never get those and keep teams in it till the very end. Stresses us out a little bit. But today they did a great job of ending it for us too.
On your line, Daryl, just in here talking about how maybe it was a night that things weren't bouncing necessarily your way all night. Just talk about your line and I guess leading to your goal, how you kind of just stuck with it.
Yeah, you said it right there. Just try to stay with it. I don't know if we had our best stuff tonight necessarily with creating, and they did a solid job against us. Had some chances, but it was mainly one and duns, and they were smart with the puck lines we played against, and hemmed us in our zone a few times, and that one line got one on us in the second too, so we wanted to get one back there.
Well, I think it's 9 games in 15 days, 20 and 39. Does it feel like it at this point?
Yeah, definitely. I think I speak for everyone, especially that flight home Sunday after the Boston game. I don't think anyone was in bed until 3:34 in the morning. It was probably the toughest stretch of our schedule, playing 9 games in 15 days, starting in Calgary, ending in Calgary. So it just felt like one big, long road trip. But I think we did a good job of managing our energy, managing our rest, being fresh in all 9 games. You look at all 9 games, we were in all of them, which is a great feeling as a team. And to get 5 wins and 12 points out of all that, it's a good sign for the team.
Matthew, I know players like to play games, but how nice is it going to be to have a couple of days of practice before you have to get back out there for one?
Yeah, well, I think it's not sure what we have planned, but definitely a practice sprinkled in there with 3 days off, and just excited to watch football on Thursday. That's kind of where my mind's at right now. Don't need to take a little mental break after all this for a couple of days, and everybody will do the exact same. And once Friday hits, we'll focus our attention on Saturday's game. So I think these 3 days, we haven't had this since we started late, I think. I don't even know anymore. So we're excited to have this. Big day for us Americans on Thursday. So enjoy that, and just come back ready to go for Saturday.
Seek out some turkey.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, that, some pumpkin pie and some football. Pretty much it. Maybe a glass of wine in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is finding a way to win when you don't have your A game maybe something this team has been kind of guilty of not doing in previous seasons? Is that something that was kind of a positive out of this game tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just looking back to last year, I think that we would have maybe been tied 2-2 late in the third and probably given one up the way last year went. It seemed like we gave up leads, or we gave up points like that all the time last year. So this year, to be on the other side so far. And, I mean, even we haven't really been on that side so far. We had a couple games last homestand where we gave away points and didn't get the extra one in OT. So I think tonight, first game back for this 3-game homestand, it's nice to really grind this one out when we definitely were battling kind of all over both countries the last few weeks. And like we said, getting in really late the other night. And I think we were looking at these 3 days coming up or in the first 20 games as like one big part of the year. And I think we're pretty happy with where we're at after these first 20 games.
Matthew, I know in the preseason and training camp, you were one of the ones that, you've been here for a while. You talked about never really having a strong start. I know for a lot of people, American Thanksgiving, if you're in a playoff spot, it's a good indication of how the rest of the year goes. just looking back on those 20 games, how do you sum it up?
Yeah, we're in a good spot right now, top of the division, but since I've been here, we haven't had a good start, and then followed that up with a good stretch till Christmas, so hopefully we can do that now.
It's time for tonight's final summary from the Dome. The Flames once again scored first. The Flames once again did not trail for the 16th time in 20 games. The Flames take a 1-0 lead. This time it came 79 seconds into the first period off of Dylan Dubé's stick. Dubé's second of the year from Rasmus Anderson and Noah Hanifin at 1:19 made it 1-0. Now the Hawks came back to tie. Brandon Hagel at 8:57 makes it 1-1, his sixth of the year from Ryan Carpenter and Reese Johnson. However, Flames go back out in front at the 13:06 mark. Milan Lucic gets his fifth of the year from Brad Richardson, and it was 2-1 Calgary after 20 minutes of play. Hawks tie it early in the second. Reese Johnson picks up his first career NHL goal unassisted at 3:51. We had a 2-2 tie after 40 minutes of play. We had a 2-2 tie after 50 minutes of play. We had a 2-2 tie after 54 minutes of play. But with less than 6 minutes remaining in the third period, Matthew Tkachuk eventually scores the game winner, his ninth of the year from Rasmus Anderson and Elias Lindholm at 14:25. Flames add a couple more into an empty net to turn a 3-2 game into a 5-2 win. Trevor Lewis unassisted for his second of the year at 18:39, and then Johnny Gaudreau's ninth at 19:34 from Elias Lindholm, both into an empty net, and that makes it 5-2, which ends up being your final. Final shots, 38-21 Calgary. Flames don't get a power play tonight. Chicago goes 0-1 with the man advantage this evening. Three stars, number 3, Milan Lucic, number 2, Matthew Tkachuk, and number 1, Rasmus Anderson. Hardest working Flames tonight, Brad Richardson, Trevor Lewis, Milan Lucic from Peter Labardius. With the win, Calgary improves to 12-3-5. They're back in action Saturday at home to Winnipeg, and Chicago drops to 6-11-2. Back in action Friday at home to St. Louis. That is your final summary, and that'll start to wrap things up for everyone involved in Flames hockey tonight. For our broadcast crew of Derek Wills and Peter Labardius, for our on-site engineers Tim Khalil and Evan Cody, for our reporter Will Nall, and for our outstanding producer, Patrick DeMaa, my name is Pat Steinberg. That'll wrap up the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge postgame show. Envision Custom Renovations' goal is to take your renovation dream and make it a reality. With no hidden fees, their proven process ensures they complete your renovation project on time and with the attention and care you deserve. Check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Next up for Calgary, Saturday night, they're at home to the Winnipeg Jets. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with your Flames warm-up. The puck drops on Hockey Night in Canada at 8 o'clock. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Tuesday night. Final score from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome tonight. Flames win 5-2 over the Chicago Blackhawks. This has been Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.